DOJ charges 400 plus people for $6.5 billion healthcare fraud. By Elizabeth Weibel on June 23, 2026. The Department of Justice, DOJ, is charging more than 400 people with healthcare fraud that cost Americans at least $6.5 billion. First Assistant U.S. Attorney for the Central District of California Bill Esaley shared in a post on X on Tuesday that as a result of the 2026 national healthcare fraud takedown, 455 people were charged in connection with $6.5 plus billion in alleged fraud. Today, under the leadership of VP Vance and DAG Todd Blanche, we are announcing the 2026 national healthcare fraud takedown involving 455 defendants charged in connection with $6.5 plus billion in alleged fraud, Esaley said. Esaley also shared that one person who had been arrested by the Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, Los Angeles in the Central District of California was Jeannie Choi, 57. Choi, along with two other people, Oren David Shahar, 59, and Abraham Shin, 66, were charged for their roles in the hospice fraud scheme that caused Medicare to pay nearly $27 million in fraudulent claims, Esaley continued. Esaley's post continued to explain. Shahar allegedly exploited deceased Medicare beneficiaries by collecting their personal health data and medical records through meetings with surviving relatives. He then directed staff to use those identities to create false, backdated hospice records claiming evaluations and terminal certifications that never occurred. Shahar paid Choi and Shin between $1,000 and $3,000 for each deceased beneficiary fraudulently enrolled in hospice care. Esaley continued to share that Shahar and Shin had pleaded not guilty and have a trial scheduled to take place in August, while Choi was expected to make an initial appearance on Tuesday and be arraigned.